Welcome to TDWI's Audio Reports. I'm James E. Powell, TDWI Editorial Director for BI This Week, and your host for this program. As many companies work to improve the effectiveness of their operations, they recognize that software tools are often poorly suited to deliver the timely, enterprise-wide facts their business analysts need. That leads to disconnects between top-down planning and bottom-up execution. In this interview, TDWI contributing editor Linda Briggs speaks with Symphony Matreo's CEO, Tal Ball, about how a different approach to data management and the use of better tools can enhance enterprise efficiency and effectiveness.
Hello, Tal, and welcome to TDWI.
Thanks, Linda.
Let's start with this question. Tell me about some of the trends you're seeing in the marketplace related to improving operational effectiveness.
Well, there's a great deal of concern and focus around the idea of being able to connect the planning functions in the companies with the operating functions in the companies. It seems like that the groups and the business systems and the processes around those things have evolved independently, and it's difficult to get both sides on the same page. So there's a lot of folks that are in the middle trying to connect the dots with basically a patchwork of spreadsheets.
And those folks in the middle are the business analysts?
Yes, we've generically kind of identified a group of people that we're calling business analysts. They clearly have different functions and titles depending on what companies and industries they're part of, but these are the folks that are trying to make sense of the information flowing from the top down and the bottom up in order to be able to support decisions that people are making as a result of running the business processes.
What do you see as the role of the business analyst today, and has that changed over the past few years?
Well, we believe that it's changed fairly significantly. The current role is to grab information from a bunch of different data sources, formal business systems, spreadsheets, other kinds of emails, communications that are going around inside of a company, and consolidate the information into a single model, either on a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation, whatever the ongoing format is required for the role, the particular function that a specific business analyst would have, in order to either directly make decisions. Some of these folks have direct decision-making authority, but the more usual case is that they're supporting decisions that are supposed to be coming out of business processes that involve a lot of collaboration across their organizations, and in some cases, collaboration across their supply chains. So there's different kinds of business analysts depending on which function or company that they're in. In some cases, these folks are supply chain planners. In some cases, they're pricing analysts. In some cases, they're in functions that do analysis of customer projects in their own business, or detailed cost accountants that are trying to manage margins across different functions in the company, those kinds of things. But in general, the common theme is that they have to pull together disaggregated sets of information and make sense of it all in the context of making decisions in a business process.
So they're working with lots of different people or departments across a company. Given that definition of their role, what are some of the challenges and problems that business analysts are facing today?
A lot of it comes down to keeping people or getting people on the same page. There's a pretty significant disconnect that we've seen in our set of customers and companies that we work with. Disconnect between the top-down planning and the bottom-up execution across the organization. And so business analysts are kind of that glue in the middle that try to help connect the dots between the two. The functional silos that normally exist inside companies make it difficult to connect those dots and have, you know, marketing on one plan, sales on another plan, manufacturing or development on another plan, getting all those things coordinated so that people even understand what the targets are, how they're performing against them, those kinds of things are some of the key challenges.
How successful are spreadsheets for some of those? I know they're very popular in companies.
Absolutely. That's the most popular approach right now in the absence of anything else to go off and help them. And I would say that the common theme across all the business analysts that we've identified and are working with now is that they spend a huge amount of their life inside spreadsheets. And some of the challenges that that creates, obviously, are that it's difficult to get one set of numbers that a whole group of departments or organizations can believe in at the same time. And so when you get together to review the decisions that are being made or the outcome of the analysis, there's a good bit of the focus in the conversation that ends up getting inevitably spent on just reviewing where the numbers came from and whether people should take them seriously or not, and that tends to blunt the effectiveness of the decision making that goes on out there. And so if we can get folks on an agreed single set of numbers and then do the analysis on top of that, then the meetings tend to quickly become a lot more fact-based and a lot more focused on the particular issues as opposed to who believes in which sets of numbers.
Mm-hmm. What about getting access to data in a timely manner?
Absolutely. There's a lot of latency involved in a manual spreadsheet-oriented process, and in some cases, you know, it can cause decisions to be looked at either on a quarterly or a couple times a year basis when the best practice for a particular thing might be on a weekly basis, just to pick an example. And if we have the ability to have everybody on a consistent single set of up-to-date numbers, then the latency around those decisions can be taken out, and you can get to a much closer to a real-time basis for running the company.
Mm-hmm. Some of these issues have been problems for a while. How have companies traditionally addressed this issue of siloed environments?
Well, on a very piecemeal basis, typically what happens is that that a particular issue that's created by the silos will come into focus for one reason or another, and then a SWAT team will be put together, and people will go off and figure out how to deal with that particular issue at that particular point in time. And often, as long as the management team is paying attention, they can sort of force that cooperation around that issue to happen until it sort of disappears from the radar. And then by then, typically a different issue has come about, and the focus shifts to that one. And then over time, the work that's put into fixing the first one disappears, and we're back to silos again because now the attention's been paid on the other ones. And so what we've been trying to do is help people solve these kinds of problems on a more sustainable and systemic basis so that, you know, once they're nailed, they don't have to go back and revisit them again, and that it actually takes less net management overhead to get and keep the information flowing and synchronized than it did before, as opposed to the old approach, which takes a lot more energy to get the answers out in the first place.
Interesting. How does Symphony Metrio address some of the issues we've talked about? How does it help the business analyst and work through some of the problems of the siloed structure of many enterprises?
Well, the first thing we usually do is take a look at what the business issues actually are that are, you know, driving focus or concern across either the management team or the business analysts that have to go out and work in those silos and address the problems. And we come in, take a quick look at how the information's flowing today, where the information's coming from that people are trying to make decisions based on, what some of the holes are in the process that they're operating in an as, from an as-is perspective. And then we help them determine what a new process should look like and focus the whole time on actually solving the problem so that they don't have to come back and revisit the same issues again later. And then once we get this view of how the solution or how the problem ought to be actually addressed from a business process perspective, then we look at enabling that solution with our technology. And we have a particular ability to help business analysts and management teams address issues based on the technology because we have the ability to operate on granular information and aggregated information at the same time. So, for example, one of our solutions does some inventory management in sales and operations planning. And so if you're a supply chain planner, you're looking at the inventory position out there at a SKU level for forward periods in time. If you're in the sales organization, because that's the system of record for the inventory plan, you can look at it more as an available to promise type of a system. If you're in the finance organization, you can see how the numbers are tracking in dollars as opposed to units. And so those kinds of ability to see the same information from a different perspective, depending on your function in the company, but have it be anchored with one set of numbers as part of the way we're connecting the dots out there.
So different organizations within the company can see the same data, but from different views.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it, and thank you for sharing your insights on what you're doing there.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Symphony Matreo, visit www.symphony-matreo.com. That's Symphony, spelled out, dash, M-E-T-R-E-O.com. To listen to previous audio reports, including selections from our sister publications, go to the TDWI.org homepage, and in the top menu, click on News, then Audio Reports.